Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Jack Oldrick being back on the show. Jack is a longtime, almost 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top futurists of our time, known around the world for his work. He's the chief of unlearning, he says, and the author of at least 10 books, all of which I have on my show, and I'm pretty sure I helped him launch just about every one of them. The new one, I'm pretty sure, is Foresight 2020. Am I right, Jack?
That is correct, Jim.
That's the brand new one. Also, Jump the Curve. Also, Investing in Nanotechnology. The next big thing is Really Small. Folks, he's the one who introduced us to talking paint. Jack, thanks again for being here. Welcome back.
Jim, always a pleasure. Looking forward to it.
It's good to have you back. Okay, folks, Jack has some things that he's forecasting, he's identified that are going to be in our future. And, Jack, I want to talk about those a little bit. First, I want to talk about what you call plastic-eating bacteria. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, one of the we live in an extraordinary time, and we know a lot. But the one thing that we don't know is we don't know what we don't know. And there are trillions of bacteria in the ground, many of whom have amazing properties. And researchers over in Japan have identified some bacteria who actually like to eat plastic. And what's so exciting about this is plastic, instead of being an environmental scourge and taking thousands of years to biodegrade, can now essentially be eaten, broken down into its molecular components, and made sustainable.
By these bugs.
These are bugs. That's exactly what they are. They're very tiny. You can't see them, but you put some in a...
They're nanos.
Put plastic in, and they will break it down. And
what is the byproduct? What is the waste?
The byproduct, that's a good question. I don't fully know, but because what would happen is it would be broken down to carbon, to nitrogen,
right.
You know, again, down to its molecular
right.
levels. And those are, in fact, sustainable, and those will, you know, the carbon will be reused by trees, the nitrogen
right.
will work its way back into the atmosphere, the other components. Again, I don't know all of the molecules that are in different plastics.
Well, the thing about this is, one thing that's interesting about bugs like this is they also have them to clean up oil spills.
That's right.
And the interesting story about that is back when we had the Kuwait War back in, you know, 26 years ago, 25 years ago, I had a client. I had my consulting company. I had a client that was going to get a contract to go over and clean up those in that part of the world and going to take the bugs over there. The oil states, the Saudis, for example, wouldn't let them bring them. They were afraid they'd get into the wells and eat up their inventory. They wouldn't let them come near their place over there.
Well, do you remember
because bugs don't know from spilled oil to oil in the ground. They just eat oil.
Yeah, that's right. Food is food. They're going to get it wherever they see it. But, I mean, that was one of the discoveries of the Deepwater Horizon tragedy. You know, we thought that was going to pollute the Gulf for decades. And I don't want to minimize the environmental damage. It was real. But we discovered that there were bacteria in the ocean that were actually eating the oil. And again, it sort of broke it down faster than the scientists.
So maybe we can, and the application for these bugs is all the plastic that's floating around in the ocean, right, Jack? There's a lot of it out there. You can see it when you're in the ocean.
Yeah, that's right. But could I just give you one other practical application?
Yep.
I mean, we can also identify bacteria that could eat carbon dioxide. So a coal plant produces a lot of carbon dioxide, but we can now take that carbon dioxide, theoretically, no one's yet doing this, but pump it into a vat, and then the bacteria would then just eat that carbon dioxide.
Here's my question, though. I always have to ask this, Jack. My concern would be the same thing as the Saudis. How are you going to know when to tell the bugs to stop eating the carbon dioxide? Because we have to have some carbon dioxide. What if it gets away from it? And I know that sounds like a silly question now, but it might not. Ultimately, it might not be so silly.
Well, I think, I mean, the same way that these bacteria survive in Mother Nature today, and they're not, they haven't run rampant. Essentially, what they do is they will find their food source and limit it. I mean, they will just, they're not overly greedy.
Right.
But in the case of the coal plant.
Yeah, but they might morph. So I've got to, you know, I just got to ask that question. Jack, hold on to that thought. Folks, when we come back, you've heard me talk about blockchains from a financial standpoint. I'm going to get, going to ask Jack to talk to us about blockchains. From an energy standpoint, folks, you're going as I predicted last year, as I told you about last year, you're going to need to start understanding the concept of blockchains. 20 till, right back with Jack Oldrich. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.